He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 447. We are going to do part two of my charge today. I am going to show you my absolute go-to favorite charger that I use all the time. I have been using my charge products actually since they have come out, and I continue to use them because in my book they continue to be number one. So yay, good for them. Let us tell you that you can get our I have been using the MyCharge products since they came out, and I continue to use them because they still, in my opinion, are the very, very best, the highest quality, the best features, and absolutely the, in my opinion, the best charge for the buck. So let's get right into it today. Of course, you can watch the Gadget Professor on our website, thegadgetprofessor.com. You also can watch us on pretty much any glass service that's out there. All you have to do is just Google the Gadget Professor Show, and of course you can watch us on iTunes. So that's all very cool. And also, let's see here, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Okay, let's take a look at what we have here today, and we are talking about my charge. This one's the portable. This is their coolest and I think one of their neatest units yet. This thing is action-packed, let me tell you. First of all, you know I don't like a charger that is under 10,000 milliamps. This one actually is over. It's 10,050 milliamps, which is really a powerful charger. This unit has everything that you could possibly want. Here the photograph is showing you that you can charge two items at once. Actually, you can do three. So what this has, as usual, it has the built-in cords that I absolutely love, because there are other chargers out there, and if you forget your cable, you're stuck. This one has them built right into it, and I love that. It has a C, and it also has a lightning bolt connector, as well as a USB connector. So you've got three ways to charge this unit. This particular unit will give you up to six times extra battery. That means six times the charge. Also, it comes, as I mentioned, with an Apple Lightning cable. It gives you excellent power delivery, the US built-in C cable, and the Qualcomm Quick Charge, plus a USB port. Now, what all this means is this is going to give you the best, fastest charge that's available. Another thing that's unique about this unit is it charges 75% faster than other prior units. And believe me, these guys do everything that they say. So here's the specs. Let's take a look at the actual unit here. Let's see if I can find camera three. Ah, there we go. So let's bring this up. And here's the box that it comes in. Right off the bat, it's telling you that, you know, it's a new device and it's 75% faster charge than any of their other devices. Let's take a look at the actual charger. Here it is, pretty much the same size as usual. Right off the bat, I will show you that it has a power cord that plugs into the wall built in. I like that, so you're not going to forget any power pack. So that's really cool. It folds back down and put it in your pocket, and away you go. Very simple to operate. Right here, as the description told us, so you'll find both the cables. These guys even go so far as to have the little nubs here and here that you actually can just use to pull out the connector that you want. In this case, it's the C, and we could pop this one out, and this is the lightning connector for your iOS, your iPhones or your iPads. Yes, this will charge a tablet. So those features are nice. They fold right back in. Perfect. Right here is the little button that indicates how many dots you have for power. There are four dots. As you can see, this is 75% charged. And by the way, this comes already charged, which I love. So you pull it right out of the box and away you go. The other thing that this says is it will contain the charge, hold the charge for up to 1 year. So that's it in a nutshell. And I must tell you that this device is really something to be reckoned with. I don't know of a better device, quite frankly, that's out there that will do the same thing. Now, price-wise, if you go on to Amazon, you'll see that you can get it for $78.66, which is a tremendous value. I would be shocked if you ever had a problem with one of these devices. As I said, I always have this on me, particularly when I go to NAB or, let's see here, when I go to CES, I always have one of these chargers with me. I've charged my laptop and my cell phone at the same time with this device. I've dropped it. You just can't kill it, and that works for years. I still have one from, I believe, 5 or 6 years ago. It still works. It still takes the charge. Every year, as soon as they come up with a new device, I always buy it. I just love my charge product. So there's my testimonial. I think if you try their devices, you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. And the first one that I have is called Price Blink. Now, this is not usable, if you will, on your smartphone, but this is a browser app, and it's a killer app. What this will do, it will automatically pop up and check your price. Now, for the most part, Amazon, I believe, gives you probably the best value with regards to price, delivery, guarantee, all that stuff. And their prices, as I said, and you know, are pretty good. However, it's not necessarily the best price. So if you have this Price Blink applet and put it on either your Mac or your PC, every time you go to buy something, this will come up, or you can click it and it will come up, and it will check everybody who has the price. And many times, oddly enough, you'll find that Amazon is not the cheapest, when in fact, I have found several items that I was going to buy on Amazon when eBay, brand new, has the same device and the seller has like 1,000,000,000 stars, so the seller is highly rated, and in those cases it's safe. I think it's safe to buy from eBay. So this is an excellent applet to put on, and I would encourage you to do that. Now, with the craziness going on with the virus, it's really getting scary out there. So today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the safety apps that are available for your smartphones. Now, as I mentioned many times, I plan to go to the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters conference. That's, I think, April 18th to the 23rd. And there are quite a few people from all over the world that get there. And obviously, it's a very high-tech exhibit. So you have a lot of people from China and other, you know, Asian places, and you got to be careful with the virus. Everybody's got to be careful. So there is talk about perhaps canceling that, and I hope they do not, but I would rather be safe than sorry. In any event, you may want to check out some of these apps. Now, one of the first apps that come to mind, and I like this app, there's one thing I don't like about it. This is called Zello, not Zillow, Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. This is a very cool app. I really like it. I really don't like the price of it. If you think back, some of you may remember the Nextel phones. Those things were fantastic phones. I love those things. They were built by Motorola. They were tanks. I really miss the Nextel, but the Nextel had, in addition to the cell phone, you use a cell phone tower, but you'd be able to click to talk. It was a walkie-talkie. I got to tell you, that walkie-talkie had phenomenal range. I'm in Rhode Island frequently in the summer, and if I go out fishing and I'm in the middle of the ocean, my cell phone would never work. But that Nextel phone with that push-button talk, I had one and my wife had one. I would just push it, bang, and there it is, walkie-talkie. She's right there, strong signal. And I never had that fail wherever I traveled in the country. That walkie-talkie always worked. So here it is as an app, the leading push-to-talk app. And they do have a free trial, but this basically makes your smartphone into a walkie-talkie using this app. So it's real-time voice messaging, it's online management console, unlimited range and channels. That's the cool part. Smart device compatibility and live voice playback. So it's got everything one would want, and it works quite well. The problem that I have with it is the price. Yikes, it's insanely priced. Here it is, $8 a month, which I think is high for what it does. Again, if you're in an emergency and the cell towers are out, that's a whole nother story. But they're going to add $2 on, $10 a month if you want the emergency alerts. Press a button to send an audio and location with high priority to an emergency channel. That's a lot of money. You can save 15%. If you bill annually, it brings it down to $680 a month. Anyway, here's your chart, but here's the killer. One-time fee, one-time license per 20-block user. Okay, so you got 20 people. You can all pitch in and say and pay, you know, $2,500. But, boy, I think that's a lot. I think that's a lot. I really do. But I'm here to show you the stuff. The funny thing is, God forbid there's an emergency and you need it. Yikes. Yeah, you're gonna want it. All right. Our next app is called Be Safe. This is a personal safety app. This will do live streaming. It will do recording, SOS button, which is neat, and voice activation. Very cool app. I like the price of this. It's free. Can't beat the price. Yeah. So basically what this does is Be Safe is the most advanced and reliable personal safety app that allows you to create your own security network and take care of each other. Be the guardian to others. Receive SOS alarms when your loved ones are in trouble. View friends' location on a map when they need you to walk them safely home. Yada, yada, yada. This is a nice app. It will also do live streaming and automatically record an emergency video. And again, you may not think you need these, but God forbid you're in a situation where we have a national emergency. These things may indeed save your lives or certainly help you out of a jam. The next app we have is called Speak and Translate. This is a translator. The price is free. All these apps today are available on both the iOS operating system and your Android operating system, so don't tell me you can't install them on your phones. This one you may think, why do I need it? Well, what's nice about it is that you could speak and translate any language. So all you have to do is put the phone in front of someone who's speaking a foreign language, including yourself, and it will translate it into whatever language you want. In an emergency situation, this will be a very helpful app. Again, it's totally free. I don't see any downside for putting these apps on. They are important apps to have, and you don't want to get into an emergency situation and say, oh man, I wish I would have had that app. Now, this next app that I'm going to show you, actually the next two things that I'm going to show you, are critical. Okay, these are from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. In my opinion, with this virus going on and all the other craziness, this is the de facto standard that I go by for what you should do and where we're at. Now, you're hearing all kinds of rumors and just crazy things going on, excuse me, with this virus. The CDC, to me, is going to tell you exactly what's going on and what you can and can't do. So this particular app is called CDC TravelWell, and basically what this is going to do, again, it's free, is this will tell you if you're traveling what you need to plan for a safe and healthy international travel. You can build a trip destination based on specific vaccine recommendations, a checklist of what you need to do to travel, customizable health and travel packing list, so on and so forth. This will tell you every vaccine you need, and it will also tell you where you shouldn't be going. So this is a very important app to have, even if you are not traveling, because it gives you information about where viruses are and what you can do. Now, this last app, actually, this is a website, if you will. Again, is the CDC, but this is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. If you want to know what's going on with any virus or the flu or whatever it may be, this is the site that you want to go to. This will tell you everything right up to the spot. Here's the coronavirus disease 19, 2019. Obviously, it's 2020, but this will give you an up-to-date synopsis of what's going on. And if you notice right here, you can click on the latest updates, and this will bring you day by day what's going on. Again, I think it's an excellent, excellent site. And again, you should just be aware of these websites because they are definitely going to help you with true information. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I will see you all next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.